Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Jeff sent me an interesting story, and it's the kind of thing that will light up the comment section on Facebook, for instance. But a bakery owner holds teen down after a tip jar is stolen. Teen's mom wants assault charge filed. And the story is out of the World Herald by Aaliyah Conley. And the mother of a teenager who was held down by an Omaha bakery owner after a tip jar containing $15 was stolen wants the owner charged with assault. Now, the story actually came out in November, so it's a month or two old. But the 14-year-old boy and his friend were at the bakery and restaurant on Leavenworth Street about 3:30 in the afternoon, according to an Omaha police report. While the friend grabbed the tip jar, the other boy was posing as a lookout. This is according to the police report. The tip jar contained about $15 in cash. Now, the owner of the business chased after and held down the 14-year-old boy until officers arrived. The boy is listed in the police report as 4'9" and 90 pounds, which, giving you all the facts here, the owner of the store later posted photos on her Instagram page. The first photo was an image of what apparently were her bloodied knuckles with the caption, "I'm tired of teenagers stealing our tip jar. I tackled a kid on Leavenworth Street in front of a car today. Then I asked him, how does it feel to be tackled by a..." And there's a B with a bunch of asterisks after it. The second photo was from the store's surveillance cameras of the owner holding the boy against a refrigerator case. The caption on that photo read, "Do not expletive with some women bakers." She then thanked a fellow employee who'd called the police while, quote, "I held a kid down for 20 minutes. So they did call the owner and ask for a comment. She did not make any comments, which seems ironic considering the things she posted on the internet, which probably were ill-advised, but, you know, I can understand you're charged up after an event. But basically the facts are alleged to be that a 14-year-old boy and his friend go into this bakery. One of them grabs a tip jar and they run out. And one of the bakers, one of the owners of the bakery, chases after the boy and catches him and then holds him until the police arrive. So the police arrived and took the boy into custody. Now, his mother was contacted, and she said that police told her that her son wouldn't identify the other teen and that he's going to be charged with theft in juvenile court because he was involved in a crime. She said she didn't know about the altercation, though, the fact that the boy was held by the baker. When her son said his back hurt because a woman had, quote, "put him in a chokehold and slammed him." That's the quote she said. She then was alerted to the owner's social media posts by a friend. She then filed a misdemeanor assault report with the police on Sunday and said she hopes that the owner of the bakery will be charged with assault. She said, "I think she went way above the law," adding that she thinks that race may have been a factor in this. "I just feel like if it was a white kid, she maybe would have cussed him out. But for her to go above and beyond, you're chasing kids out in front of traffic and you're bragging proud of yourself all over a tip jar." Nebraska law allows reasonable use of force for protection of property under certain circumstances, the Omaha police said when asked. And this is the thing, if you are a shop owner, you might have the privilege as a shopkeeper to do something like this. And that is to use reasonable force against someone who is trying to steal from you. Now, generally, the Omaha Police Department says that they recommend that civilians observe and report crimes in progress due to the potentially dangerous nature of physical intervention. The department continued by saying OPD would not recommend a civilian put themselves in harm's way. So in other words, they're saying, look, if you're asking us for advice, just call the police and we'll come on out and we'll help you. But don't actually take the law into your own hands. But they're not telling you that you can't. They're just saying it might not be well advised to do so. Now, the mother said she's also frustrated that officers didn't tell her about the altercation between her son and the owner. Officers watched the security video of the incident when they were called to business, but the police department said Monday that no one could comment further. The Omaha City prosecutor, who oversees misdemeanor crimes, said he's waiting for more police reports and an affidavit from the 14-year-old to see if charges are warranted or if the owner was justified under Nebraska law. And by the way, you should understand this. The child can be charged with the crime of stealing, and there's already been a report apparently filed about that. The owner could also be charged with assault or whatever it is they decide that amounts to. It's possible they could both be charged. It's possible, okay? It's possible that the person used too much force. I don't know. I wasn't there. But it's also possible that they could both be charged, and a jury could say, well, yeah, one person's guilty but not the other. And I understand in a juvenile case, there's probably not going to be a jury. But the point is, a court could say they're both not guilty. One's guilty, but the other's not guilty. Or they could both be guilty. They could both be not guilty. Or any combination thereof. It's all possible. These are all possibilities. We don't know. So the mother said she does not condone stealing and doesn't mind that the owner called the police, but she would have liked to have talked with the owner in person. So I'm sure you know that if you're a store owner and someone steals your stuff, you should go, I'm not gonna chase the kid. I'm gonna go talk to his mom. How do I know who his mom is? She said the situation is uncomfortable because the family lives just blocks from the restaurant. Maybe you should have a talk with your son and say, by the way, son, you understand if you do stupid stuff, it embarrasses the family. If you do stupid stuff near where we live, it embarrasses us more. Now, I, as your mother, would never tell you, go do stupid stuff farther away. I would encourage you not to do stupid stuff at all. But perhaps you should think before you do stuff, particularly stupid stuff. We've gotten a lot of support from people in the community that are not happy with the owner. That's what the mother claims. Now, someone who's running for the Nebraska legislature, where the store is situated, posted about the altercation on his Facebook page, and the post got 500 comments and 240 shares. He wrote, "This is absolutely the wrong response. Could have easily followed him home." What if the kid doesn't go home? What if the kid can run faster than you? What if the kid runs the other direction? So this is a politician who's pandering, is what we call it. In their outrageous pursuit of justice over a few dollars, have now brought a young kid into the criminal justice system, changing his life forever. Hey, I got something for you. That's something that the kid should have thought about and his mom should have taught him about before he robbed the store. Maybe the kid shouldn't be stealing stuff. Maybe his mom should have taught him not to steal stuff. Guess what? You are now in the criminal justice system because you stole. And the fact that a politician will spin this and say, oh, they overreacted. I wonder how the politician would react if he caught a kid stealing his stuff. So there you go. And thanks for passing along the story. The story was sent to me by Jeff. Questions, comments, please put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. When in doubt, leave it out.